going to hear that or not. I hope so. Roman Weinberg, director of operations at Go the Distance Baseball. Field of Dreams game is coming up. How are you, Roman?
Good, Steve. Thanks for having me on the air.
It's a pleasure. So tell me, first of all, what Go the Distance Baseball is. I don't know.
Sure. So we are a for-profit organization owned by a group of 40-plus investors that actually purchased the Field of Dreams movie site in December of 2012. And that group was fronted by our CEO at the time and chief preservationist of the Field of Dreams movie site, Denise Stillman, from the Oak Lawn, Illinois area. So your neck of the woods out there, Steve.
Indeed.
And had a great passion for baseball. She actually started in the pharmaceutical and medical industry and had written several books, was a marketing guru, had helped spearhead the fundraising efforts for a $200 million revitalization and remodel project for a major hospital in the Chicago area. So very successful, but decided to take a different career path in 2011-ish, started exploring different opportunities for her and to make a difference in the lives of our nation's youth.
And decided
to go into youth baseball. So she decided to go into that, wanted to really hold tournaments, national and international youth baseball and softball tournaments in the United States. So started, you know, just kind of really spitballing. She had a business model and came up with All-Star Ballpark, Kevin. Found out the Field of Dreams was for sale and purchased it in 2012. So we own the Field of Dreams movie site and are looking to build youth baseball diamonds out there for tournaments summer round.
Now, when you said spitballing, you didn't mean it like I'm thinking, but that's another story. So give me some geography here. That Field of Dreams that we saw, the field in the movie, where is that compared to where the Field of Dreams baseball game this Thursday is going to be held?
Sure. So the Major League Baseball regulation diamond is just beyond left center Field of Dreams, a little more than a football field's distance away from the original movie site where it all started, and that was constructed in 88.
So if someone is going to the game, if you're lucky enough to be going to the Major League Baseball game, the Yankees, maybe without Anthony Rizzo, we don't yet know, and the Chicago White Sox, then can you just walk over to the Field of Dreams field, or is that open, or what?
Sure. So Major League Baseball has done a great job in incorporating the original movie site in the events and all of the festivities pregame. So they're tipping their cap to the original movie and are doing so in various ways, which we're thrilled about. One of which is the throwback unis, which were unveiled and released to the public last week, which I'm sure you saw. And I love the unis personally.
So let me stop you there. I'm sorry about that. But by unis, I believe you mean uniforms and you're just being cool and hip.
Yes. Okay. The uniforms.
Yes.
And, so fans can go ahead, take the field, and walk the original movie site. They'll be able to go out and play catch. There's going to be corn toss. Yeah, have you ever played the game corn toss before?
Is that like bean bag thing?
Yes, bean bags. Yes. So that's a huge Iowa game. It's very popular throughout the state. So Major League Baseball and the event coordinators are incorporating things that are relevant to Iowa. They'll have ballpark fare for fans to purchase and eat on the actual movie site, and then mosey on out through center field of the original movie site to the new, and they'll be walking through the corn to this new Major League Baseball diamond. So they'll have to go through and pay homage to basically the field that started all of this, to be able to go out and take their seats for this Major League Baseball game.
You know, the National Hockey League has what's called the NHL Classic, where they have these outdoor games, and now they have another series of outdoor games. I forget what it's called. It's not called the Classic. It's called something else. But it has become a ritual for the National Hockey League, and presumably 50 years from now will still be. Do you suspect that this Field of Dreams game will be an annual event that'll go on forever and ever in Major League Baseball?
Well, I sure hope so. I would think that if this goes off without a hitch, those conversations obviously will be had. Our first priority, though, all eyes are on Dyersville, the state of Iowa, and our movie site. So we just want this game to go off without a hitch, and then we can talk the future. But yes, if this goes off as planned, I would find it hard to believe that something annual wouldn't take place there. But we'll see.
Now, the major league field that was designed for all the seats, about how many?
Maximum capacity of 8,000.
So where are you going to put 8,000 people in Dyersville?
Well, hotels and everything. I can tell you within a 50-mile radius, all hotels are booked around Dyersville.
I would imagine.
There are only three in Dyersville.
What, yeah. Say that again?
So there are only three hotels in Dyersville itself. So,
oh, no.
Obviously, those within hours after the announcement way back in 2019 of the game, those were booked. Local businesses all over were just being bombarded with phone calls from excited baseball fans and fans of the film. They booked up within 24 hours, within a 50-mile radius, within 24 hours of the original announcement. Then it got postponed, and all their cancellations were distributed out, and then all of a sudden, this game gets put back on the calendar for 2021, and the same, it just repeated itself, that whole process. So within 24 hours again, pretty much everything was booked up. So that just tells you how much excitement there is. And no one knew they would have tickets, is the crazy thing.
Now, it was postponed last year, you're referring to. I think they were supposed to play the Cardinals and the White Sox, is that right?
Yes, so the original matchup was actually the Yankees and White Sox. However, because of the pandemic and the structure of the 2020 season, they had to change the matchup for more regional, because they were all playing closer teams to home.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually changed that matchup up to the White Sox and the Cardinals. And about a week prior to that game, so that was the last special event and last standing special event for Major League Baseball that was not yet canceled due to the pandemic. However, the pandemic ended up working its way in the locker room of the St. Louis Cardinals. The game was nixed, and here we are.
Yeah.
Back to the original matchup.
Which is great. What city again is this? Dyersville?
Dyersville, yes.
Uh-huh. How big is that city?
About 4,000 population.
You do know that, so I'm downtown Chicago right now at WGN Radio. I'm looking across the street at a random building. Probably it's 30 floors. That building probably has more people in it.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Well, this is the best thing that's ever happened to your town, I suppose. Do you live in that town?
I do not, no. I actually live in Dubuque, Iowa, which is right across the Mississippi from Illinois.
Sure.
Tri-state corner. So, but this is really something that is, everyone in Iowa is prideful of this game. And everyone, Iowans take for granted the fact that the Field of Dreams movie set is here. I mean, there are countless people from the state and the tri-state area that have never been to the movie site. And mm-hmm. It's just something you naturally take for granted as a tourist attraction. But, this really, the amount of momentum and publicity that the site and the state of Iowa is getting is equal to, if not more so, than the original premiere of the movie way back April 21st, 1989. It's amazing that 32 years later, we have still this amount of excitement circulating around this, and the fact that it's so prevalent is just a testament to the movie and everything that it stands for. It's timeless. It truly is.
I've got only a couple of seconds here. Are any Hollywood, like Kevin Costner, celebrities going to be there? Anyone from the movie?
I guess you'll have to watch and see.
So you know stuff we don't, is what you're saying.
Maybe.
Maybe. I take that as a yes. All right, good to talk to you, Roman. Thank you very much for your time, and we look forward. That game is coming up this Thursday. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, Second Ward Alderman Brian Hopkins here after the news.